say no, Ottawa abstained because of one main reason, NAFTA. Ottawa still wants to revamp the free trade deal with the U.S., and Momani says the Americans bullied the Canadians into abstaining. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Renowned sports broadcaster Dick Enberg has died at the age of 82 at his home in San Diego. He started announcing college basketball with UCLA. He went on to call NFL Super Bowls, Olympic events, and the Wimbledon.
Friday, December 22nd, 2017, this is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everyone. Christmas is right around the corner. I hope you've been good. JW here with Jude. Jude, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm especially good now because, as you know, Santa's coming to town.
Santa is coming to town. Right around the corner.
He knows when you've been sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Right, right. You've been sleeping well?
You know, no.
You haven't?
But I did last
night. Oh, you're
night.
So excited about Christmas.
Yeah, I am so excited. I just run in circles all the time.
Okay. So it's been a great week. I've been doing a lot of skiing, and there have been lots of Christmas parties and things like that. So there's a lot going on in town. There's a lot more people that have come into town this last week. So
yes.
That's exciting.
And holiday shopping.
Yes.
And we've been playing Cards of Humanity. Is that what it's called? The Cards of Humanity. Have you played that?
Nope, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. You've got to play that.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's not a song.
Are you ready for Christmas? You got everything wrapped? What's going on?
I have wrapping paper. Nothing is wrapped. I actually don't do wrapping paper. I just put things under the tree. I even cut off all of the tags, and I take things out of boxes because I don't want to do any of it on Christmas morning.
Okay. So tell us who's going to be on the program today.
Well, we've got quite a lineup for you. Our musical guest this morning is Snyderville Electric, the entire band. We've got a three-piece band, and they brought everything with them. At 9:20, we're going to be joined by Kurt Bester. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to hear our weekend events. And at 9:40, Melissa Fields, the editor of Park City Magazine, will be here to share all those juicy segments that are hot off the press right now. I just got my copy.
Well, I'm looking forward to Snyderville Electric Band because, they're pretty good. So
I know.
This will be fun. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters, and when we return, Snyderville Electric Company, our musical guest for the hour. This is KPCW in Park City. You're listening to The Morning Mix. Stay with us.
Hey, have you been to the Swanner Eco Center? Do you know they have a climbing wall?
I love the Saturday morning snowshoe tours and learning about the wetlands. The exhibits are cool, too.
Do you know you can go to the top of the observation tower to look for wildlife?
Connect to nature at Swanner Eco Center, located in the New Park Town Center.
Visit SwannerEcoCenter.org for more information. Thanks to all our supporters. Swanner is a nonprofit organization and a supporter of KPCW.
Support for KPCW comes from the Crandall family, owners of the New Park Amphitheater, site of the New Park Concert Series, and numerous other community events.
Wake up to the Marketplace Morning Report every weekday at 6:50 and 7:50 during the morning news with Leslie Thatcher. Brought to you in part by Big D Construction, DeJuria Center at High Star Ranch, and ESCO Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. That's ESCO, ESCO.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Morning Mix. JW here with Jude. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah.
Are you?
I am glad to be
Me
here.
Me too. And we've got crazy weather.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's really boring to those who don't want to hear us say that, but I love the weather.
Mm-hmm. It
gives me a change.
I like the weather too. We're going to do the weather, in a little while. We're going to hear from Snyderville Electric Band first.
Yep. Yeah, okay. So let me introduce you all to the Snyderville Electric Band. They are a three-piece band, and they are here in studio with us right now. In this band, we've got George Demalski on bass, Dan Lynch on drums, and he will be doing harmony for Hal Odell, who's playing the guitar, and he's also the lead singer. Snyderville Electric Band, you guys are going to be at OP Rockwell tonight at 9 p.m., and then you're also going to be at the Canyons for Opry Ski on the 27th from 3:30 to 5:30. welcome everyone.
Thank you.
To the studio and just get in on that mic, Hal.
He's the More in.
Park City Band.
Tell them we're
George,
a local Park City band. We
a
are
local
a local Park
City
band.
George, grab this if you want to. You can just jump in here. All right. And we've got three originals this morning. So yeah. Tell us what you're going to play for us first.
Well, we'll start off with one called Man That Rides the Hard Wind. And it's kind of one of the sad, depressing songs that we specialize in. We'll spice it up with some nice stuff from
time
to time.
I love sad, depressing. Do it.
Sort of where we live.
A Man That Rides the Hard Wind. Now, if I could just take a moment. Uh-huh. You guys started out Southern rock, but you also do blues. You also do traditional rock and rock and blues. And you do covers, but you also have written a lot of music.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. When we started playing together a little less than 2 years ago, you know, we really thought, well, we'll be a cover band and play some things that we like to play that might be a little off the beaten track. But as we got going, we started working on some original songs and really liked them, and it was exciting. We realized we sort of had something to say, and we're figuring out how to say it, and so we're really transitioning away from doing the covers. As a matter of fact, we haven't learned a new cover in months because we're just trying to add originals every couple of weeks.
Now, we do want to hear the song, but I want to ask a quick question. When you're writing, have you gone to any of Elizabeth Harza's singer-songwriter workshops?
Yes.
Me too.
Really?
Yes.
It's been fantastic. I've been to the last few. You know, Elizabeth's been gone, so it's been Bill running the show. But yeah, that's a fantastic resource for this town.
Agreed. For
and
anyone.
She's back in town now. So
she is.
Actually, I'm going to be seeing her tonight, so I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Yeah. With you.
That's right.
And then
that's
after
right.
that,
all
you're
getting together.
After that, you're going to come to see us at OP Rockwell's.
Well, I'm having a party tonight. I'm having a Christmas party, and Elizabeth and Jude and some other a whole bunch of folks are coming. But you never
I
know.
I thought it was just Elizabeth and I.
No.
Keep us in your thoughts at least.
We will keep you in our thoughts. Folks, this is the Snyderville Electric Band. They are with us for the hour live on the Morning Mix.
Get up, leave the lights off, and get your clothes, and pack your bags. Well, tell your mama we went to Dallas. Tell yourself we ain't coming back. Looking in all my life, every door has been locked up tight. I broke one down while you slept. Took enough to put things right. Drive by night, hide by day. We can't look back. We won't away. Can't stop running. We won't start again. We got to stay a step ahead of the man that rides a hard wind. Get your pictures. Get your Bible. What you leave, you won't see again. We tell your friends we went to Houston. We tell yourself there won't be nowhere. Drive by night, hide by day. We can't look back. We won't look away. We can't stop running. We won't start again. We got to stay a step ahead of the man that rides a hard wind.
We need time. We need luck. We need to be somewhere and falling in on us. We need time. We need luck. We need to be somewhere and falling in on us. We drive by night, we hide by day. We can't look back, we won't look away. We can't stop running, we won't start again. We got to stay a step ahead of the man that rides a hard wind. We got to stay a step ahead of the man.
Good morning, everyone. A little Southern rock there. Very nice. What was the name of that song again?
Man That Rides the Hard Wind.
Man That Rides the Hard Wind.
Thank you.
It's an original.
It is.
And it felt like I have been hearing it forever. It's really got that connection.
Thank you.
It's one of our favorites.
You know, I have OD'd a little bit on Christmas music, so it's nice to get this going again.
Yeah, I have not. I've really...
Oh, you haven't?
I think years ago I OD'd on it, so I don't listen to it much at all anymore.
Yeah.
So, but I'm going to start jamming to this. The man that rides the hard wind.
Absolutely. So we are going to take a short break. And when we return, we're going to do some, we'll do some weather. How's that sound?
I would really like that.
We'll
Thank
talk
you so
all
much.
About the weather. And then, of course, Kurt Bester is right around the corner. He's going to be with us
he
at
sure
some
is.
Point.
All right. And we've got some weekend events coming up as well.
You're listening to KPCW in Park City. This is The Morning Mix, JW and Jude. And, of course, Snyderville Electric Band here for the hour. And Kurt Bester, well. Wouldn't be Christmas without Kurt Bester. He'll be here soon as well. Stay with us.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
Hi, it's Lynn Rossetto Casper. Join me each week here on KPCW for The Splendid Table. We give you a fresh take on the subject of food with great attitude and originality. We look at the way food plays out in your life. It opens you up to the world around you and the Park City community. That's The Splendid Table, Sunday mornings at 9, right here on KPCW.
Brought to you by the River Horse on Main.
Hi, this is Carolyn from Recycle Utah. As the holidays approach, remember to pre-sort all your recyclables before visiting Recycle Utah. Separate wrapping paper from bows, plastic, and other materials. Metallic wrapping paper, including anything with foil, is not recyclable. Happy holidays from Recycle Utah. Recycle Utah is your local nonprofit recycling drop-off center, bringing water conservation ideas to you for over 25 years, and we support KPCW.
G'day, this is Ashley from Campus Coffee, happy to sponsor programming on KPCW. We can't wait to serve the Park City locals this winter. We're excited by our breakfast and lunch menu to complement our espresso drinks. Campus Coffee is open daily at the base of Park City Mountain Resort, up the stairs from the ice rink next to the Adirondack chairs. CampusCoffee.com.
Back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Jude.
And Kurt.
Oh, yeah. And Kurt Bester's here. We're going to do the weather, and then we're going to bring Kurt on. And, of course, Snyderville Electric Band is here with us for the hour, so make sure you stay with us. And, of course, at the bottom of the hour, we go through all weekend events, so that's always fun. It is currently 13 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios for your centigrade freaks. That's 11 below centigrade. We'll have a partly sunny day with a high of 34, very light wind, 5 to 7 miles an hour. Tonight, snow light likely, mainly after the 11 p.m. hour, but there's a 70% chance of snow. Accumulation, well, maybe an inch, maybe 2 inches while we're sleeping, and then tomorrow during the day, They're looking for 1 to 2 inches possible as well. And tomorrow during the day, there'll be a 70% chance of snow as well. Saturday night is going to taper off, but then again, Sunday, the chance of snow, the probability will be about 40%, according to the National Weather Service. And then Christmas Day on Monday, Monday, 40% chance of snow, a high of 38. And let's take a look here. Not a lot of wind, so it should be good. So it's going to be a winter wonderland.
Man that writes the hard wind will be okay?
Yeah, it's going to be the man that writes the moderate, mild wind.
Okay, all right.
And so
he's going to be, on his Harley.
Yeah, so it looks like great weather for Santa and everyone else, so looking forward to that.
Excellent. I don't want anything to be held back. I don't need any extra challenges to get my stuff.
Kurt Bester Christmas. Well, it's the 28th year. It's become a must-see show for the Christmas season. Kurt's appearing at the Egyptian tonight and tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Sunday, Christmas Eve. Monday, Christmas Day at 6 p.m. Kurt, it is great to have you back on the show.
Thanks, man. You got some bad info there. This is 30 years.
30 years.
Yeah, don't cheat me out of those last 2 years.
It's
not
possible. You're only 17 years old.
I'm only, you know what? I do seem frozen in time, not just because it's cold out, but it's weird. People say 30 years and you think, wow, I should be retired. But how do you retire from music?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Most people retire from their accounting job so they can play in a band like these guys in here.
Right.
And they're great, aren't they?
They
this
are.
Is fun. Why
they
do you are. Start your day every day with a little band in your studio?
Every Friday morning we have this is the 167th show with live local music.
I love that. And you know what? Park City, and this kind of brings me to me, but so I came up last week and watched the little sing-along thing you guys do.
Oh, yeah.
I snuck in the back and watched. I could only stay for half.
Right.
And I thought, this is a cool place, not just for snow and for drinks and for partying, but people are musical up here, a lot of music.
Yeah.
So.
Sleeper musical community
here. Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, it's
that again.
I said it's a sleeper of a musical community.
Maybe you guys aren't just letting people know. You just want that all to yourself.
Oh,
we want to share with the world. Okay.
Well, I'm bringing some local guys up this year for my seventh year here in Park City. Mm-hmm. I got Matt Larson, who's a great bass player. Mike Dowdle, Grammy Award nominated guitarist, and then Darren Bradford, who plays every woodwind instrument known to man. And we're gonna be having a real chill, fun Park City Christmas like we always do.
Here's the challenge, Kurt. Is that a lot of people know you, and you fill out a Bravino Hall, and you've got a lot of people in Utah that really dig your Christmas show. Right. And I think you, according to the math that was given me, 500,000 people have seen your Christmas show so far. So is that correct?
Yeah, a lot of people have come, and but I will say that the thing that's different. So Salt Lake City, I got tons of people on stage with me, orchestra, choir, special guests. My Park City show is a total different vibe.
Right.
It's like everybody's in my front room, my little Egyptian front room, and I can look right down.
You have a big front room.
It's beautiful.
Very intimate.
It's intimate, and that's the difference. And I actually have some people that go to the Salt Lake show and then come to the Park City show. It's a whole different show. I mean, different songs, different things. Yeah.
So here's the challenge.
Yeah,
you've got all these people that have heard about you or have experienced you either down the hill in Salt Lake or up here with the Egyptian over the last 6 years and now the seventh year. But then there's a whole bunch of folks that are listening this morning. They just got into town.
Yeah.
They're from Newark, New Jersey.
Welcome,
maybe
everybody.
Maybe not. And they don't know what the Kurt Bester experience is all about. So maybe you can tell people what they may experience tonight.
I accept that challenge. If you come tonight, and I hope you will, Dave Grusin meets John Williams. Meets Robin Williams. I don't know. Stories.
Robin Williams.
It's kind of jazzical. The music is kind of jazzical. These guys are playing kind of
excellent word.
Jazzical. I can say kickassical.
Whoa.
I will take your favorite Christmas songs and I kind of turn them upside down just a little bit. But we're gonna have I play flugelhorn on a couple of tunes. I play harmonica. Mostly I play piano. I'd have a couple original tunes I'll be doing. I didn't meet your challenge because I totally confused people. I still don't know.
You
what
said
the hell
jazzical.
Is.
I think jazzical. Enough said.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Let me throw this in. You're also going to cry because when he does Prayer of the Children, it's very emotional.
Well, that is a tune. When I talk and joke around, I'm a bit of a buffoon. But when I sit down and do that tune, it kind of comes from the heart. That song is not really a Christmas song, but when I sing it at Christmas time, it seems to make sense. You know, in a world that is all amped up right now and people yelling at each other and people are hurting, we think of the children. And I guess Christmas is kind of a children's thing, too. We all go back to our child. So thank you for bringing up that song. I'll look forward to performing that tonight.
It's a beautiful song. And of course, we would never put you on the spot. But if you wanted but you're to going sing to, yeah. something a cappella, you certainly could. But yeah. of course, you know, you need to warm your voice up. And it's very early in the morning and everything else. But
I need my piano, man. I need my fancy piano that they're delivering tonight.
Oh, good.
Just close your eyes and pretend that it's there.
No, yeah. We can't do that to him.
Especially when I got these great musicians in here. You know, I should have brought. I had in the car. I've got some harmonicas. I could have jammed. But
all I think is, I wish I knew what a flugelhorn was.
Well, flugelhorn. Think of a trumpet on steroids. It's kind of a trumpet with a prostate problem. It's Chuck Mangione. Remember Chuck Mangione?
Sure.
That's what he.
That's
played.
A flugelhorn.
That's
all
a
right.
flugelhorn. Yes. Huh. So there you go. And I've done a brand new arrangement that I'll premiere tonight. Still. That's going to be really beautiful. I got my bass player. He'll jump on the piano. My woodwind player is going to jump on the bass. Mike's going to play guitar, and I'll play this beautiful arrangement of Still. Going to premiere that tonight.
Flugelhorn sounds like it would be on The Grinch That Stole Christmas.
It does. It does sound like that. Yes. It kind of reminds me of like Farfignugen or something. Mm-hmm. Flugelhorn. You know, I don't even know what it's a German instrument, but it's beautiful, and I love playing it. So even at high altitude.
Now, next time that you're doing auditions, George Domalski, who's here on bass, has got two sons that are so amazing. They're outstanding.
Well, what about
musicians.
George? I mean, I could just pull him in.
He's old. It's for his kids now. Sorry, George.
I was going to say, yeah, the kids both music scholarships.
What do they do?
Sax players. Derek plays sax, piano, clarinet, flute.
Oh,
and
excellent.
Quinn plays piano and sax, but their main instruments are sax. And Derek plays professionally around Miami area.
And you're telling them it's okay to be a musician when they grow up?
That's what they want to be. At least I have a day job.
So we have the third best Domalski in this band.
Well, you know.
I like that.
From what I hear about the Domalskis, there, you know, it doesn't get any better than that.
Exactly. So we're talking about the Kurt Bester Christmas, and of course this is a performance, and I'm just going to state it again. It is tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. There's still some seats available, but you need to call the box office as quickly as you can. 8 p.m. tonight and tomorrow night, Sunday and Monday, 6 p.m. So we're talking about the performance, but I'd be remiss if I didn't, because you're very humble, if we didn't just mention a couple of things on the writing creative side. You have done over 40 film scores and over 40 themes for national TV programs, and you also did that Monday Night Football thing.
You know, that was before the Hank Williams Jr. There used to be, well, you guys are old enough to remember, I'm looking around the room. I didn't look at you. I didn't look at the guys with the gray hair.
I was born before electricity.
Well, then you wouldn't have remembered this. But no, I had a chance to write music for ABC's Monday Night Football. It was a pinball machine that opened up the show.
I remember that, yeah.
And it was awesome because every time it played, I think I made like $700. So I'd be lying on the couch and my wife would say, man, don't you have some work
Cha-ching.
To do? And then I just I just did. You know, I've been lucky to – I started my career writing music for the Donnie and Marie show. When I was in high school.
I remember that.
Yeah, and the very first person I ever arranged music for was Dick Van Dyke. And still alive, by the way, in his 90s.
He is? I was going to say, is he still alive?
I'll never forget. I had to skip school, like slough school, to go and write music. And I played trumpet on the session. And at that moment, I knew that that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a musician. I was going to figure it out, and I kind of followed that path. The Christmas thing happened kind of serendipitously. I just thought, nobody knows my name, so maybe I'll just do Christmas music. People like Christmas music, and then they'll learn who I am.
Such a smart, niched-out move.
Not only is Snyderville Electric Band our musical guest for the hour, and not only is Kurt Bester sitting here right in front of us, but Jude is here, and maybe you could sing a Donnie and Marie verse
please.
Or two.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You heard me. Would you do
and
this?
And they call puppy love.
Oh, yes. Remember I was going to do
did
it.
You have a Donnie and Marie? Did you have a Donnie crush? Or were you more Bobby Sherman?
You know, I wanted to be the rock and roll.
Oh, so you were, yeah, okay. That makes
sense.
Yeah,
I have a rock and roll heart.
Do you have a rock, is there a favorite? I don't really care for rock and roll pop songs, like Rockin' Around a Christmas Tree and some
Sadly,
of those.
Sadly, I
do. Do you have a famous rock and roll Christmas song you like?
No, you know, I was actually thinking, how in the world do you come up with enough songs to fill that many concerts that are holiday songs?
You know, you'd be amazed how many holiday songs there are. But I also do various arrangements. I've arranged a few songs a couple of times.
Really? But you know, you just have to extend the song.
Well, people love Christmas music, even if they're rock and rollers like you or you know, bluesy guys like these guys. You can take any song. I've done God Rest You Merry Gentlemen in a jazzy kind of way in 5/4.
There you go.
Your drummer just got excited when I said that.
Yeah.
And you know, I never tire of it. They're timeless melodies. They bring people back to their early days. When I play certain songs, it's like, oh, I remember being a kid and listening to that tune. So I'm glad to be a part of it all.
Will you be signing CDs at the half?
I will be signing CDs, not at the half, after the show. And I asked for my 30th year of Christmas concerts, somebody made me ornaments. So I have ornaments, Kurt Bester little ornaments.
All right.
And coffee mugs. So,
wow,
yeah,
t-shirts?
I'm just a merch. No T-shirts.
Do like a racer back T-shirt. Those are nice.
Maybe
women,
I should do a Kurt Bester like Borat swimming suit or something.
Oh. That would be very
sorry, everybody.
Unexpected.
It's too early for that.
Oh my goodness, God!
Very unexpected.
I'm in Park City. I can let my hair down a little.
Yeah. You can let your hair down.
And the hair
down,
on
yeah.
your back, if you're going to get one of those.
Well,
costumes.
my show's not. Never mind.
You went there first.
I did, and I paid the price.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks for embedding that in our head.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So there's no break at the half. You're going to go completely through.
No, well, there's a half, but I got to go change. I got to go downstairs and change in my second. I have two outfits. Like I'm like Cher.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, I go downstairs. You know, kind of spritz off a little bit, change into a new outfit, and come back for more. But people can go out and get. I think you can get a little glass of wine or beer or something, relax. And,
you sure can.
And then come back in for the second half. We have so much fun. I really do look forward to the show. And then my family's we're gonna come on Christmas. I'm gonna do the show, and we're gonna stay up at Deer Valley for a night.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Isn't that fun? I mean,
yeah.
So I feel very. Christmas finally arrived. I'm here in Park City.
Is Santa gonna come visit you and your family this year? Have you been naughty or nice?
I am on the cusp right now. I think the court's still out on whether I'm getting anything. But my daughter, my 8-year-old daughter, she wants me to go pro. She says, Dad, all the kids at school are saying there's no Santa, but I know there's a Santa. So can you set your GoPro up and we can catch Santa in the middle of the night? So I'm scheming right now.
Wow. this is a predicament.
But I know Santa definitely comes to Park City because he's a big skier.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be here for sure.
Oh, he is a big skier. And when you're at Deer Valley, will you be skiing?
I ski. That next to music, skiing is my biggest love. So
okay.
I will ski probably Deer Valley, and I might ski the canyons. If we get a little bit of fresh snow, then I have my – actually, I ski Deer Valley when there's fresh powder because you can find it all the time.
You sure can.
All the groovy people come to town to ski the corduroy, and I ski in the trees.
Exactly.
That's my secret.
Kurt Bester performing the Kurt Bester Christmas in his 30th year. It's a must-see show for the Christmas season. There are tickets available, again, Friday and Saturday at the Egyptian, 8 p.m., and Christmas Eve and Christmas Day evening at 6 p.m. So, Kurt, listen, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks.
It's always a tradition to have you on
the
program.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, and nice to see the band here. I'll look forward to tuning in as I drive back down to the Valley.
Well, if you got a minute, you can listen and do some spoons or something on your knee.
You just walk out the door of the Egyptian, turn left, come on in after your show and catch
turn
a set.
Out the door and turn
next
left.
Next door to the Egyptian is Opie Rockwell's.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Up the hill a little bit, yeah.
I'll do it for sure. You guys there's so much going on. Well, thanks, everybody. Merry Christmas and happy holidays and all that, and Festivus and all that stuff.
I think what we're going to do is we're going to go right into another song. Do you have we're going to play a song, and this would be one second. I have a disc error on the CD. So if you can play this, and I'll fix the CD player.
All right. You're
okay,
play?
So yeah, we'll play. What are you going to play for us?
We're going to play another original song, and this is called Mouthful of Questions, and this is one of our rare upbeat-ish songs. it's as upbeat as it gets for us. Okay.
All right, great. This is the Snyderville Electric Band live on the Morning Mix.
One, two, three, four.
Well, can I really leave this town? Can I leave my doubts? Well, could I ever come back if it doesn't work out? Or should I stay a little longer? Or maybe find another way? Is it gonna take a lifetime? Is it already too late? We're choking on a mouthful of questions. We should be dancing by fire instead of looking in a mirror. We're haunted by the future like we're haunted by the past. Dancing by fire instead of looking in a mirror with worn off silver and scratched up glass. We're thinking there's an answer in there to be found. Best to just be living when the future comes around. Is it gonna hurt? Is anybody gonna hold my hand? Am I gonna get a new plan? Am I gonna be all right? Or am I gonna live a long life? Am I gonna be loved? Am I gonna be known? Am I gonna share a bed? Am I gonna share a life? Am I gonna die alone? We're choking on a mouthful of questions. We should be dancing by fire instead of looking in a mirror. We're haunted by the future like we're haunted by the past. Dancing by fire instead of looking in a mirror with worn off silver and scratched up glass. We're thinking there's an answer in there to be found. Best to just be living when the future comes around. We're supposed to be out there. We're supposed to be dancing. We're supposed to be alive. We're not looking in a mirror, not looking out a window. We should be running through the doorway. We should be dancing by a fire instead of looking in a mirror. Haunted by the future like we're haunted by the past. Dancing by fire instead of looking in a mirror with worn off silver and scratched up glass. Thinking there's an answer in there to be found. Best to just be living when the future comes around.
All right.
Thank you.
Wow.
Folks, if you are just joining us in the morning mix, that is Snyderville Electric Band. They're a local Park City band.
Yes, they are. There are the three of them. Thanks, Kurt. Thanks. Good to see you again.
Kurt, break a leg. Have a great shows. Enjoy. Merry Christmas.
And to you guys, keep on rocking, guys. Sounds great.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
Hey, we're having fun this morning, aren't we?
We sure are. We sure are.
Well, let me see if I can dial up this cheesy...
Cheesed out.
Cheesed out. There you go. Some cheese for you right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. How about some weekend events with that cheese?
I think that's a great idea.
So tonight, Friday, area schools are out for the Christmas break. So Park City Film Series and Park City Library are showing a free screening of A Muppet's Christmas Carol at the Jim Santee Auditorium today at 4.
Kurt Bester again at the Egyptian Theater tonight through Christmas. Tonight and tomorrow night, 8 p.m. and Christmas Eve and Christmas Day at 6 p.m. Tickets are still available, but go to parkcityshows.com and figure that out.
And Park City Film Series is also showing Wonderstruck this weekend with showings Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 6.
Here's what's cooking for live music on Friday. T.I. at Park City Live, Snyderville Electric Band at O.P. Rockwell, Breakfast Club at the Cabin, Sin City Soul at the Spur.
And what about tomorrow?
Yeah,
Saturday,
what about tomorrow?
That live music. A live music. Around town Saturday night, Nero is performing at Park City Live. Silver Strike Band is at OP Rockwell. Big Blue Ox is at the Cabin. Telluride Meltdown is at the Spur.
And Jude, where are you performing your Donnie and Marie covers tomorrow night?
I'm a little bit country. In my kitchen.
In your kitchen, okay.
You're a little bit rock.
Jude's kitchen tomorrow night. My Kitchen tonight.
I'll do it tonight.
And Jude will be entertaining all of us. So here's what's cooking on Sunday. All you Santa watchers, get over to Deer Valley. Santa's going to be checking out who's naughty, who's nice. Snow Park Lodge from 9 until 11 a.m. And then up at Silver Lake from 12 until 1:30 p.m.
You know what's going to happen tonight? When we drink, we're going to be like, hey, we should totally hang out. I like you so much. Oh, my God. Okay, so December 24th marks the 55th year for the annual Torchlight Parade at PCMR. The Torch Parade is scheduled for 6 p.m., but there are fun activities on the plaza for everyone beginning at 5:30.
Our friends in Heber and in Heber Valley, Timpanogos Valley Theater presents the Great Christmas Adventure, which they describe as a 360-degree immersive holiday experience. It's running Monday through Friday from 4 to 9 p.m. and Saturdays from 11 to 7.
And High Valley Arts presents My Fair Lady in the Midway Town Hall, showing nightly at 7:30 every night except Sundays and Mondays through December 22nd. Isn't My Fair Lady the one that she says, the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plains?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know.
Oh.
Okay. I should know that, shouldn't I?
No, it's okay.
I'm not very
There's
cultured,
only so
you
much
know.
You can keep in that you know noggin. Me.
Hey, if you're just joining us in the Morning Mix, this is live local music, so Snyderville Electric Band is here for the hour. They're going to play another song for us later. We're going to go to a quick break and play a song, but when we return, Melissa Fields will be here with this extraordinary PC Park City magazine, which has just hit everybody's mailbox. Melissa Fields will be with us. So stay with us, and let's see here. I'm going to turn that off, and I'm going to turn this on. This is Still Raining, Johnny Lang. Stay with us.
Thank you.
Jude, with J-Dub, and our final guest this morning, the one and only Melissa Fields. Melissa is the editor for Park City Magazine. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank
it's
you
so
for
nice
having
to
me.
Meet you.
Yeah, likewise.
And so I was so excited to receive my first copy of this latest edition. It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
And I read your editorial piece. Nice job.
Thank you.
What was your favorite story in this, or your favorite piece that you did?
Well, there's several. You know, I always like the front section of the magazine, which are, you know, small, just kind of, I guess, bite-sized editorial pieces that, you know, you can just go through and digest quickly when you're looking at the magazine. But, you know, my favorite pieces are probably, I love local lore because I love Park City history. Mm-hmm. And for this issue, actually, Larry Warren wrote it for us.
Oh, I love Larry.
Yeah. And, yeah, I'm excited he has more time to write for the magazine. And he wrote a piece about the history of moving the Mid-Mountain Lodge, which actually took place 30 years ago this last September. And I feel like it's timely because, I mean, we didn't know this when we were planning the story, but Park City Mountain Resort announced they're going to be renovating the interior of the Mid-Mountain Lodge for next year. And then they're also reviving their historic ski mining tours, which I think, I don't know if there was a hiatus from when Park City Mountain Resort was owned by Powder until now, but I mean, you know, to me, that's a huge asset to, I mean, there's all those mine buildings around the resort. Why not, you know, I think that's just another great layer for both locals and visitors to know more about, you know, what went on here before the ski lifts. But, and then I also love all the profiles that we do in the magazine. And one of my favorite is our mountain mogul profile for this issue is of Jax Mariosh. Do you know her?
Mm-mm.
So she is, well, she just opened a coffee shop on Main Street too, like in her spare time. But her main deal is she's the first woman and the only woman ever to have completed the Grand Slam Plus, which is a series of ultra marathons on four continents.
Wow.
And it's basically each marathon, well, each ultra running race is you do 4 days back to back of marathon length runs. And then you do something, the fifth day is called the Long March, which is 50 miles. And then you have a rest day. And then the last day is a 10K. And she did four of those back to back. And then they're in these countries like Sri Lanka and one's on Antarctica. And they're self-supported.
You tell me this and I think her hips must be so sore. All of that rotation. Oh,
well, and
those joints are just worn down.
And then just the tolerance for suffering.
All right. So do you remember Isaac Wilson? He was he did a show for a while here. With Lynn, he is an ultra marathoner, and he would go all around the world when ultra marathons were just coming out and high adventure backcountry stuff. And he said, women are stronger at racing because they can endure the long grinding pain.
Oh, I totally believe. Yeah, I would agree. But she's, I mean, and also she has this, you know, the reason that a big reason that she does what she does is to really promote women, especially to get outside and be active, you know. And then, again, she just opened her coffee shop, which, you know, in her spare time.
I know.
She's a coffee roaster. Seriously. It's called Stoked Roasters. It's in the OP Rockwell building.
So, Melissa, we all received your magazine in our mailboxes, and we have them here. We all brought them in for show and tell today.
Great.
So for folks that are listening that maybe are visiting,
sure,
they can certainly go down the lobby of the place they're staying. But where else could they? How else could they get a copy of this?
So it's in rooms in a lot of hotels around Park City, in most of the hotels. And they can feel free to take that magazine out of the hotel room because they're regularly restocked. Some access points on Main Street are Atticus Coffee House and Dolly's Bookstore. Also the Visitor Center on Main Street in the museum. The Kimball Arts Center inside it's kind of closer to the cafe, to Uptown Fair. And out at the Visitor Center at Kimball Junction, those are the free access points. And then we sell it because we need to within Fresh Market and, you know, places like that.
So I mentioned to our listeners that it's really nice craft paper and the pictures are beautiful.
Thank you.
In addition to the magazine and some of the pieces that you were talking about, there is a Things to Do piece inside of this that you can pull out, a calendar of events, area activities, a glimpse at different galleries. There's a menu guide, which I believe ships separately, but they should also be at these access points, which includes menus from 37 area restaurants.
Yeah, and we also print our dining, the same dining guide that's in the magazine is also in menu guide. So not only do you get, you know, specific menus from advertisers, but then there's the whole dining guide, which is editorial, which, you know, are kind of summaries of all the restaurants in Park City.
And if you're like me, when I first came to the area, I went to a higher level of confusion just trying to figure out where all these neighborhoods were that people were talking about. There's another insert here called Neighborhood Guide, and in it is a map that shows the different little divisions, little subdivisions in the area.
Yeah. Like,
what Upper Deer Valley
is. That is so helpful.
What denotes Silver Springs, what denotes the Trailside area, Glenwild, et cetera. So there's a lot of good information. I mean, we're all about disseminating information here on the Morning Mix. So this is kind of like hard copy Morning Mix right here.
It is. It's got a lot of not just beautiful ads, but really great writers.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah,
Tessa
they're all
Wolf,
local writers.
She does such an amazing job.
She does do an amazing job. So she was, we also do a bridal publication called Salt Lake Park City Bride and Groom. And she was the editor of that publication until she moved on, and she's actually pursuing freelancing. But I still get to work with her. And so she did a lot of the styling, like for the fashion feature in the magazine, and she wrote a lot of pieces. And I'm really grateful that I still get to work with her because
great
she's contributed to the magazine for years.
As you're perusing the magazine, please visit page 90. There's a beautiful picture of Renee Bodley.
That's another of my favorite stories.
It's a great story. She used to run the Fox News. It's a 99-person operation down in Salt Lake. That is not a trivial responsibility. And now, of course, she's up here as our general manager, and we're delighted to have her.
Well, I love the story of how she came out here, and I'll just leave that as a mystery, a little teaser.
Course, Larry's story is an uphill battle won.
Yep, that's the story about the Mid-Mountain
Lodge.
85. Yeah.
Larry's on 85, Renee's on 90. What page are you on, Jude?
I'm on all of the pages. If you hold it in the right light, it's a hologram that she's embedded into all of the pages.
It's a special feature. Yeah.
Now, and if you turn the pages quickly, I'm running.
Yeah. Another one is we have the ultimate bar guide. And we've kind of categorized it like if you want to go somewhere to listen to music or if you want to go, somewhere to take your family or just somewhere to have, you know, kind of quiet conversation, a cocktail. We've kind of
What causes you to point that out to us specifically?
I don't know. I just have a feeling.
You have a feeling?
Yeah.
That we've been
you
imbibing.
Know people.
Yes.
We sure do. Yeah.
Melissa Field, she's the editor for Park City Magazine, and you can get the new edition in your mailbox, or you can go to all those drop spots that you mentioned, or if you're staying in any hotel, there's going to be some down in the lobby, hopefully. If not, go to those Dolly's bookstore. Let's just repeat them quickly.
Sure. Atticus Books, the Visitor Center, the Kimball Arts Center at Uptown Fair. And then also, I just want to give a plug to Park City Magazine or parkcitymag.com. I mean, all the stories in the magazine are posted there, as well as, we post 3 times a week. The calendar is one of the most robust online for the Park City area, of course, you know, including kpcw.org.
Yeah. I got mine at the hospital.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of them there.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
So we're all about information, and this is the information show, and this is the information magazine, chock full of information. Please go to it. Merry Christmas to you,
and have
a wonderful holiday.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. We're going to do a couple of underwriters, and when we return, the boys are going to be up again, Snyderville Electric Band. They're going to play a final song for us. We're also going to thank our sponsors and do a couple of other miscellaneous things. But this is the Morning Mix on KPCW. Stay with us.
Beth here, owner of Peak Art and Frame, longtime supporters of KPCW. At Peak Art and Frame, we carry a wide variety of framing options, and our design staff can help with any project for your home, office, or gallery. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com, Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974. FredMarshallPainting.com. And the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
And we would like to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain. You can also find us on KPCW, The Morning Mix, and this is my last show, so
I would like to thank you. Yeah, it's been great having you, Jude.
You've added so much value to
The Morning Mix, and we wish you, so much luck with all these cool things you got going on.
Thank you. It's been a good time. I've enjoyed it quite a bit.
We also want to thank our guests before we bring the boys back up here. We want to thank Kurt Bester, of course. He is playing tonight and tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at the Egyptian, Sunday and Monday at 6 o'clock at the Egyptian. Tickets are still available. Get them as quick as you can. And also, of course, Melissa Fields, who is the editor for Park City Magazine. And once again, go to page 90, Renee Bodley. Ooh, it's a good article. Great picture, Renee, by the way. And, of course, Snyderville Electric Band, who is our musician for the hour. Fellas, what are we doing?
We're going to do another original song.
Uh-huh.
This is a song called Charmer. George had written a really hooky bass line and said, hey, this needs to be made into a song, and don't write one that's totally sad. So,
I
wrote one about sex and desire.
Okay,
all right.
And the way we pitch it is, it's not necessarily happy, but it's at least theoretically happy.
Should be
the Christmas song, "Sex and Desire" by Snyderville Electric Band. You're listening to KPCW in Park City. Everybody, get outside. Have a great weekend. Merry Christmas.
It's midnight empty, and here we are. To think about anything else is too much. 'Cause there's something electric in the space between us. But we could close that distance until we touch. Come out of the cold and into my light. Come out of the cold and into my light. Come out of the cold and into my arms. Fold me up in your spells and your charms. I move at the pace of my own heartbeat. You stand in the shadows of everything you've been told, trailing pieces of your past behind you. But there can be more if you can be bold. Come out of the cold and into my life. Come out of the cold and into my life.